This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srizana Bastola with the news. The headlines first. Nepal and South Korea sign bilateral trade and investment promotion framework agreement. Nepal to create favorable environment for foreign investment. Nepal receives HPV vaccines against cervical cancer with the assistance of Global Alliance for Vaccine and Immunization. And UN chief sees flame of hope in Syria and calls for end to Israel strikes. Now the news in detail. Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Damodar Bhandari and his South Korean counterpart In Kyo Seong signed a bilateral trade and investment promotion framework agreement. The agreement was signed in South Korean capital Seoul on the occasion of the completion of 50 years of establishment of diplomatic relations between Nepal and South Korea. Minister Bhandari expressed the confidence that the agreement will further strengthen the diplomatic, cultural and economic ties between the two countries. The industry minister stated that government is committed to creating a favorable environment for foreign investment in Nepal. South Korea's trade minister Seong said many companies from South Korea have invested in the hydropower automobile assembling among other sectors in Nepal. On the occasion, Chief Executive Officer of Investment Board Nepal, Sushil Gewali, made a presentation on the investment climate and opportunities in Nepal. Industrialists and businessmen from Nepal and South Korea attended the program. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak has reiterated that the government would treat all equally as per the law and would take action against anyone involved in criminal activities. Talking to journalists in Chitwan yesterday, Minister Lekhak said all the accused in the cooperative fraud cases would be brought to book. On a different note, the Home Minister stated that police have been instructed to take action against the person who posted a photo of President of Rashtriya Swatantra Party, Rabi Lamichani, on the social media sites. Lamichani is in police custody in Kaski on a case of cooperative fraud. The Health Ministry has imported HPV vaccines to be administered against cervical cancer with the assistance of Global Alliance for Vaccine and Immunization, GAVI. The Director of the Supply Management Division of the Department of Health Services, Dr. Pawan Jung Raimaji, said 460,940 doses of the vaccine have been received. Director Raimaji added that the vaccines have now been kept in storage at Teku and will be sent to the provinces gradually. The government has declared a vaccination drive from coming February 5th to protect adolescent girls from cancer from early age. Gavi will provide 1.77 million vaccines to Nepal. Every year, four women die of cervical cancer in Nepal. Cervical cancer is the most common cancer among women in Nepal, followed by breast cancer. Speaker Devraj Khemiri says the parliament is in favour of promulgating the School Education Bill and the Civil Service Act and Police Adjustment Bill at the earliest. Speaking at a seminar jointly organised by Nepal Administrative Staff College and Governance Lab in Lalitpur yesterday, Speaker Khemiri shared that the bills discussed are essential for successful implementation of federal governance system. He mentioned that all three tiers of the government have been carrying out activities to achieve common goals of country's sustainable development by formulating policies and implementing them. Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Prithvi Subba Gurung, has said the government is on the mission of extending internet and telephone services nationwide. Inaugurating a newly constructed administrative building and the Maling Primary Hospital at Kholsor Rural Municipality in Maling of Lamjung yesterday, Minister Gurung said Lamjung has been chosen at the take-off point for achieving the goal of Digital Nepal framework. Further, the minister also assured that the entire district will be developed into the information technology-friendly zone within a year. Health Minister Pradeep Podel has instructed Singha Darbar Vaidya Khana to increase the production of Ayurvedic medicines. Addressing the Vaidya Khana employees after monitoring the medicine manufacturing situation, Health Minister Podel directed the officials to increase the production, citing the demand for medicines in the market. He also called on the Vaidyakhana management to seek new alternatives by blacklisting the contractors not supplying the required raw materials. Minister for Federal Affairs and General Administration Rajkumar Gupta has stressed the need for strict implementation of relevant laws to eliminate untouchability and all forms of caste-based discrimination to improve the rights of the Dalit community. During a discussion on the rights and development of Dalit community and the necessity of legal provisions held at the Development Economic Affairs and Good Governance Committee in the National Assembly yesterday, the minister expressed his concern over the prevalence of cases of untouchability in the society, calling for the strict implementation of the laws. Saying that social justice is one of the vital parts of the Sustainable Development Goals, Committee President Kamala Devi Panta assured that the advocacy is warranted to achieve this goal and a bill to this regard will be presented in the Parliament's winter session. Minister for Education, Science and Technology Vidya Bhattrai has said that investment on high-tech laboratory was needed for the country's prosperity. At a program organized on the 42nd anniversary of Nepal Academy of Science and Technology, Minister Bhattrai, who is also the pro-chancellor of the academy, called to work for the modernization of the homegrown knowledge. Stressing that the future of the nation depends on young generation and their innovation, the minister added that the use of artificial intelligence should be increased in the education sector by institutionalizing the mechanism of network. Minister Bhattrai also appreciated the NUST for its contribution to knowledge production in the areas of alleviation of different diseases, waste management, botany, climate change and others. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has said that there was a flame of hope in Syria following the fall of President Bashar al-Assad's regime, but warned of significant challenges ahead. According to the Agence France-Presse, the Secretary General also underlined that Israel's widespread strikes on Syrian military infrastructure were violations of the country's sovereignty and called for them to cease. The Secretary General further said that the Middle East is being consumed by many fires, but now there is a flame of hope in Syria which must not be extinguished. Guterres also raised the prospect of international community making a first step towards easing sanctions enforced on Syria. Now some sports updates. Janakpur Boys have secured a place in the final of the ongoing Nepal Premier League NPL by defeating Karnali Yaks in yesterday's second qualifier match. Chasing a 119-run target set by Karnali Yaks, Janakpur Boys achieved it in 19 overs, losing 8 wickets. Earlier, Karnali Yaks lost the toss and was put into bat first. The team posted 118 runs in 20 overs, losing 9 wickets. With this victory, Janakpur Boys will face Sudhir Paschim Royals in the final tomorrow. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecasted the weather to be partly cloudy to mainly fair across the country today. With this, we've almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nepal and South Korea sign bilateral trade and investment promotion framework agreement. Nepal to create favorable environment for foreign investment. Nepal receives HPV vaccines against cervical cancer with the assistance of Global Alliance for Vaccine and Immunization. And UN chief sees flame of hope in Syria and calls for end to Israel strikes. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website www.radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.